Joe Biden to fly away on European tour as domestic troubles build. By Simon Kent on October 28, 2021. President Joe Biden flies off Thursday to attend global summits in two European cities. After he climbs the steps of Air Force One, he will stop, turn and wave goodbye to a Democratic Party scrambling to deliver a roughly $2 trillion spending package in a nation troubled by a host of domestic issues. First stop is Rome for a G20 summit, and then it's on to Glasgow, Scotland, for the 26 Colombian Pesos UN Climate Change Conference. Personal commitments by a president for whom a visit to the U.S.-Mexico border is just one journey too many. The diplomatic foray comes as Biden faces an increasingly pessimistic nation at home and souring views of his handling of the nation's economy, even as his time physically in Washington remains low. As Breitbart News reported, Biden has spent 107 of his first 275 days in the Oval Office in Delaware or at Camp David. In total, Biden has reportedly taken at least 35 personal trips, during which he works remotely. The commander-in-chief owns two homes in Delaware, including a beach house, and spends the bulk of his time away, 69 days, in his Wilmington home. That lack of connection with the day-to-day demands of the job has been noticed by voters. According to a poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, barely 41% of Americans now approve of Biden's economic stewardship, down from 49% in August and a sharp reversal since March, when 60% approved. Americans are split on Biden overall, with 48% approving and 51% disapproving of his handling of his job as president. Only about a third of Americans say the country is headed in the right direction, also a significant decline since earlier this year when about half said so. Thursday's trip and absence has already been addressed by Biden administration officials, hoping to downplay its impact on everything from chaos on the southern border to cramped ports, decimated supply chains and rising prices at the pump. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki stressed the president can still work the phones from Rome, the city that gave birth to the word Senate. She suggested on Wednesday that foreign leaders can see beyond ongoing backroom talks with U.S. lawmakers in order to judge Biden's commitment, AP outlines. They don't look at it through the prism of whether there is a vote in one body of the legislative body before he gets on an airplane, Psaki said. Biden will visit the Italian hosts of the G20 summit in Rome before he sits down with French President Emmanuel Macron. Biden is trying to close a rift with France created when the US and UK agreed to provide nuclear-powered submarines to Australia, upending a French contract along the way. The president is also expected to meet with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who backed down just days ago from threats to expel Western diplomats and whose purchase of Russian surface-to-air missiles has upended his country's participation in the F-35 fighter program. Closer to home, as of Wednesday evening, top Democrats revealed the deal has yet to be reached on the elusive president's signature domestic initiatives. Expanded healthcare programs, free pre-kindergarten and some $500 billion to tackle climate change remain in what's now at least a $1.75 trillion package are still being argued over. And Democrats are eyeing a new surcharge on the wealthy, 5% on incomes above $10 million and an additional 3% on those beyond $25 million, to help pay for it, according to AP sources. All of the above will be waiting when the president returns. The Associated Press contributed to this story. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.